Jans.
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 Dear Chicago.
Lip Shacks.
Drove to Chicago.
Ain't in camp to give Chicago a Super Bowl champ. And
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
This is Surprise.
You have to say your name like that all the time, though.
Surprise. You're listening. Ra, ra, sis, boom, ba. My name is Surprise.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys, where we record live out of Chicago, Illinois.
And apparently we have wild animals here.
You guys were on a...
safari.
We are on a dog preservation.
Get into it.
We actually have... Oh, yeah, we do. We have...
Wolves.
Sir barks a lot outside. So we're recording some shows. Remember, we're going to be at Pride 48, 5:30 next Friday. And you're going to have a... Surprise!
You can have a surprise.
We're trying to think of what to do for the show, but we're really not for sure.
I think what we should do is like we should start off with a song and then have an audience member, all of like two or three of them, finish the chorus line, like.
Bitch. That's the next line. That's what you have to expect. I mean, really.
I'm sorry. Were you interpreting Madonna?
Bitch.
Bitch, I'm Madonna.
Bitch. I am Madonna.
Well, she's not Spanish English.
Oh. Hmm.
Bitch, I'm Madonna.
I'm
Anyways.
Madonna.
Oh, you had a little
yeah, inye.
sail away. Clearly, we have nothing to talk about.
We're going to talk about Donald Trump and his KKK gathering yesterday in Alabama.
Is that what happened?
It wasn't KKK. He did have like a speech he gave, but I tweeted that. I go, remember that time in 2015? It was that huge KKK meeting in Alabama. Oh, wait, no. That was the speech for...
The Republican nominee, Donald. Yeah. Donald.
It was so gross. And he chose this huge stadium to put the speech in. And only, like, people only filled a quarter of it. So everyone was making fun of him because he thought he had this huge crowd. And it wasn't that big.
You know what I love? I love that he still is toting around, black people love me. Hispanics, the Latino community love me. Yeah, that's how he talks. I mean, if I put my TV on mute, I could still hear him. Right. They're all rapists and killers and rob us. And
anchor baby. I hate that term. I tweeted last night. I said anchor baby is the new N-word. Stop using it. It's tacky and inappropriate.
Wait, I've never heard that word.
You don't know?
I don't know.
That's what
that
he's been calling illegal immigrants who have children here that are American citizens.
Anchor babies, I guess.
They call them anchor babies because that means the family can stay. So they're calling all those little children anchor babies.
Well, I mean, they kind of are. No,
come on. No, it's inappropriate.
I mean,
they found a loophole.
A little bit. And that's just as bad.
Well, whatever. They found a loophole. I don't want to say they found a loophole, but it happens. Fix the system want it to happen.
Well, that's not the problem. That is really what the issue is. It's not the problem that you happened to come to this country illegally and then you got pregnant here and had a baby here. That's not the problem. The problem is that the government doesn't want to deal with the repercussions of putting tough stands on immigration laws. That's the problem. And what
happens... I think it's too tough. It's so hard that
I don't,
people
but
can't
I don't
do
think it.
It
is. I don't think it is tough enough. I don't think it's. It's not tough enough where it needs to be, and it's too tough where it shouldn't be. If that makes sense, like telling a person who is coming to this country, who is making their, you know, putting money into the government, work, you know, paying taxes by buying groceries, by buying things to survive in, you know, in this country, like, you're making it extremely tough for those people who are actually contributing to society in a positive way. You're making it extremely tough for them. Why? They're paying your bills.
And there's enough land here, like, for, I mean, we are not, by far, we are not an overpopulated country. We have so much land here.
No, but we do have areas that are overpopulated.
Well, yes, but...
But you're right. We're not an overpopulated country. I mean, there's, like, not to dog Utah or anything like that, but those states, like, in the middle...
No one lives there.
It's like, those have a lot of country there. It's like, people could live there. Not that anyone would.
But I think it's, like, my whole thing about this is stop...
By the way, that was not a dig to Utah. Please do not send me hate mail. I don't care.
My thing is... Don't attack children that cannot help the situation.
Can she get her under control?
I doubt if they can hear it.
I mean, the fucking panda that we have outside that's like going crazy.
I don't... Is she out?
Ivy.
No, it's Izelle. She's Izelle. Deaf. She oh, can't hear you. You.
Damn it.
Can you see her?
No.
Oh. Just leave the door open. She'll come over.
She'll come over.
I
forget that she can't hear, damn it.
I hate people that like that are attacking the children that have no, they can't help it what their parents have done. They can't help it.
Right. Because they're
so
not,
why are you blaming
fault.
The children?
Right.
But also, if they're already here, they already have a child, make it right so there's not an issue.
Well, you know, the thing about it is too, I mean, I have, this is not going to be popular. I know it. But I think I'm okay with saying it because I come from an immigrant family. But what I think that the government needs to do at this moment in time is they need to close the borders. And they need to sit down and really think about this, because what's happening is that they're going back and forth, back and forth. Closing the borders is obviously that's a really tough way of looking at it. But what I mean by that is that if you're not going to be able to get this shit together during... you know, an active Congress, because one party doesn't like another party or because they don't like who's leading that party, then we need to close the border down, borders, all borders, not just the Mexican-Canadian borders, all borders, and not let
those are only borders.
Right.
So.
I mean metaphorically speaking, of people who come from Europe and, you know, those places, the other continents in the world.
The Mexicos.
Right.
The other Mexicos. Right. Not right. The South or North Mexico.
The other brown people.
The East and West Mexicos.
Yes. But anyways, like, I think what needs to happen, explain to me what you think would be something that would be seemingly okay for an immigrant person to come to this country the right way. And get, like, what do you think? What is your idea of how that would work? Because I think that's the problem.
Well, kind of let them prove themselves. So let them in the country.
Okay.
Let them in the country.
Mm-hmm.
You document that they're here.
Right.
Let them pay taxes like everyone else.
Okay.
If they are good people, they are doing their jobs, they're raising their children. Why does it have to be so hard for them to go to an office and have their whole family naturalized? Why does it have to be an individual person? Why can't 17-year-olds be naturalized if your parents are naturalized, why aren't the kids? Like, because not all the children that come here are citizens here. They're not born here.
Right. Not everyone that comes here, correct. Some of them are little kids that come here. And
why is it a person that has lived here since they were 7 years old, they're going to get their citizenship at 25, and it's such a fucking issue?
Right.
And it shouldn't be, because they've been here since they were
7 years
old.
Right, because they've been paying into the system. They've been going to school. They've been paying their taxes. So, and I get that, and I understand that. And I will tell you that, for the most part, I think I agree with you in regards to, like, if you want to come to this country, then you need to prove that you are going to be what is considered the appropriate citizen of this country, meaning that you're going to be providing, you know, into you pay into the system like everyone else does. You are a good citizen. You don't cause, you know, any trouble, meaning you don't get arrested. You don't get, mm-hmm. you know, you don't break the laws. And you are a positive contribution to the society. I think that that's fine. The problem, I think the area that starts to break down is the tracking. Most people are not, I mean, hell, girl, how many times, do you know how many people forget to pay tickets? Do you know how many people forget to go get their license renewed? Do you know, but that's the problem.
Well, this is my thing. People come here, they don't come here to abuse the system.
No. And they I'm not saying that either. I'm not implying that. And I agree.
They need something that their government's not supplying. They're scared. Their country is war-torn.
But do you think...
Okay, they make it so hard that they have to do it illegally.
Right. Okay. So, but do you think that then maybe the problem doesn't necessarily all lie on us? Do you think that then, at that point, the problem also lies with the country that is involved? Meaning, so if you come to America from Mexico, then maybe we, as an American government, should strengthen our ties with Mexico. So that way, if you are concerned that we are, that there's too many immigrants coming to this country and quote unquote taking our jobs, taking our money that we could supply to people that work here, do you think that if we strengthen those relationships and we helped those governments or that government per se in this scenario, do you think that that would cause less people to come over here?
I think we should do it like Europe did it and have a union and let fucking people go between Canada, United States, and Mexico. Have all one currency, let people live on one huge continent, and let them go where they want to go. What's the problem? Europe did it.
Well, there's a lot of problems.
There's because, what, how many countries in the European Union? But they can move back and forth.
Oh yes, but that was not very smooth. And it still hasn't been, because guess what? Now, for example, like with Greece, with their whole financial disaster that they've been going through, like now Europeans have had to pay for that when it has nothing to do with any of the countries that were involved in that union. Like now they're having to bail out this country for nothing. How many times have countries
been bailed out by other countries? It happens all the time.
It's not like a new thing. But when you put it in the context of like, you know,
We're bailing out the Middle East that we bombed in fucking war in, and we're going and paying for all that stuff to be rebuilt. What's the difference?
Well, I mean,
we weren't involved, it's
a little different because we're paying for something that we caused. You know, I mean, the thing about it is that I agree with you in terms of doing something like that, where if we can track, if there was a way that we can track people,
put a bracelet on them.
I mean, put a chip in them. I know that sounds funny, but they do it to dogs.
That's like, but that comes across as kind of like, oh, you're Jewish, let's put a chip in you, kind of thing.
I understand that that's how it would be perceived, and whatever. But that's a very extreme. That's a very extreme side of it. But I'm just saying, like, that's the thing, that's where you start to have the lines of communication and your ground starts to break, because if you can't figure out a way to track these people and actually put repercussions to these people, that's the problem. They come in here. They try to live the right way. Then they get caught doing something bad, and then they get sent back to their homeland. And then guess what? They figure out a way to come right back in under our noses. Mm-hmm. So it isn't just immigration. It's an entire structure thing. You know,
it's not easy fix, but
no, and it's
unfortunate, because I think most people come here do the right thing.
Yeah,
and
I agree.
They want to do the right thing. And I agree. People use drug smugglers, people that murder people,
to paint everyone who comes in here that want to do good all in that one category, mm-hmm. which I agree. I agree that that's the reason why, for me, like, I don't really, you know, like, in terms of like the racist comments that Donald Trump said or whatever, like, they normally don't do anything to me, because it doesn't bother me. But when you put it in that context, and I look at how my mom had struggled to get, you know, to get here and make a life for herself, and luckily when she was doing this, it was a lot easier.
Which is probably 90% of any immigrant. I don't know.
Right.
The problem is that here when someone says immigrant, they automatically assume
Mexican.
Mexico or South American.
But generally it's Mexican
Central America.
Yeah, and that's wrong. Is one of the most offensive things ever.
Right.
Because it's not just them. It's, you know, it's Polish people, it's Ukrainians, it's
especially Asian. Here in Chicago, it's a lot of Polish and
right.
Actually, there's a lot of everybody here in Chicago.
Yeah, so. I mean, it's a huge, but and that's the problem is that I feel like everyone is turning a blind eye because they know how much of a touchy subject it is, because not every group is going to be happy with their outcome. And that's the problem. You know, that's among the many problems that we have. That is also one of the problems because, you know, going back to the border thing, you know, how are we going to be able to be like, oh, well, you know, our close borders, you know, Canada and Mexico, they have X, Y, and Z, but our open borders from across the, you know, the pond, like, you know, they have different laws that need to be, you know, you can't do that either. So it's a really touchy subject. And I think it really is going to take a team that wants to tackle this, that wants to make sure that they hit a baseline for everybody. You know, you may not get everything you want, but it's going to hit a baseline where everyone is sort of happy.
I think what sucks is that this is a huge world and you should be able to live where you fucking want to live.
Right.
I mean, do I want to go to North Korea and live? No. No one wants to go there to live. But right. If I want to go to
Japan,
wherever I want to go, I should be able to go because I'm like a citizen of the world. You know, right. It's like,
you know, maybe it that's, sucks. And that's, maybe that is one of the things that needs to happen is that maybe we need to put a higher power or a higher,
like a world organization of immigration.
Yeah. Or something like that where we need to consider those options, you know. I mean, we're lucky because we don't have to worry about that in terms of, like, you know, I mean, yeah, I mean, I think we would probably worry a little bit about that if we moved to like Europe, but I still think that as Americans, if we were to move to over there, it would be a lot easier for us to move over there than for them to move here like it is now.
Like, I have a friend on Facebook, Luigi. Mm-hmm. He just got naturalized this week. He's 30 some years old.
Congratulations, by the
way. Right. And I was thinking to myself, I was like, we as Americans will never know how amazing that feels because to us, we are already in the best place there will ever be to live.
Right.
You know? So I don't want to say it is seemingly one of the best places we live in. So we'll never have that feeling of being accepted and, you know, of having that.
We have it in other realms, but you're right. Like as a citizen of a place where you call yourself your home, we more than likely will never know what that's like when compared to someone who is an immigrant.
Right.
You know, and it's just really sad. And I really do hope that, you know, whoever goes into power, you know, whoever takes over presidency the next time around. I mean, I really, really, really hope that they tackle this issue because it's bad.
And Donald Trump just wants to rip families out of the United States. The law is that the kid's born here, they're an American citizen. You can't change that law.
No,
you can't. So you're saying, oh, leave a three-year-old child here, ship the family to back to wherever they came from, and then have us still support a child that has no parents.
Right. And not only that, but there's, I've heard stories like on NPR of people that has had that happen to them. And it is it's so heartbreaking to hear them say that, you know, I'm 7 years old when my mother was ripped out of my hands and taken back to a country that she has absolutely no connection to anymore, has no idea what it's like.
Girl,
all because
go.
Of this country.
We were right up on this subject today.
Don't get me fired up. Fired up!
So we got to go. Remember, next Friday at 5:30 p.m., we're going to be chatting live. Maybe we'll get into more of this and get some audience members.
Participation.
Because I would like to know what other people think about this situation.
I know.
Maybe that's something we'll talk about.
Maybe, not that we really care, but I'm just kidding.
So thank you guys for listening.
Thanks.
And
love your immigrant friends.
Yes.
Give them a hug because they could be ripped away from your arms.
Right, and get all their awesome food ingredients and recipes before they get
there. And make sure that they will you into their will.
Right. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Foul Monkeys. We really appreciate your feedback.
Please visit us at foulmonkeys.com or call us at 863-666-0377.
You can follow us on Twitter by following at Foul Monkeys. And visit our Facebook page by visiting facebook.com/foulmonkeys and make sure you like our page.
You can also listen to us on Stitcher Radio, Rainbow Radio, or iTunes. And if you really love us, leave us a review on iTunes. And if you really hate us, or no, just hate us.
You hate us.
I mean, yeah.
How about Chicago? I could be there.